Hello.
Hello, hi. My name is Shanta from customer support. You requested a call back?
Yes, I noticed a charge from the company Quality Wellness Trends this morning on my account.
Okay.
And did
Yes,
not
ma'am.
purchase anything from them.
Oh, okay. Let me see. May I start off by getting the zip code that's attached to the card that is being charged?
It's 72756.
Okay. And your name, please.
It's Ida, IDA. Last name is Rico, RICO.
Okay. And you said that was a chart that appeared on your
Yes, on my,
statement?
it's on my, I was checking my account online through my banking, and it was for $59.89.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Rico. Let me see. You did say that zip code for that card is 72756.
Correct.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm not pulling up anything with that zip code with the connection of Rico and our system. So that's a good thing there. But let me see exactly why that charge is coming out of your account. See, Ms. Rico. And this is the number that appears on your statement?
I don't actually have a statement. It just showed a charge in my bank account this morning. I don't have anything on paper or anything, and it shows pending still, so I can't really look into it further unless I call the bank, but I thought I'd start with the company first.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. The reason I had that question there because I was just curious on how did you obtain this number that you're reaching me on? Was it on the website or email or something?
Well, the charge says Quality Wellness Trends, so that's what I looked up, so I assumed it was the same place.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not pulling anything. Let me see if I can. And that is IDA, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Could I even try with your phone number ending in 6202 that you're calling in under to see if there's anything attached to that number? It says no, there are no orders available.
Let me give you my husband's number because he's out on the road right now with a new job and he's traveling and he's thinking maybe it got hacked that way. Can I give you
Oh.
his phone number and try that one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 479-202-2774. And his name is Paul Hackley, Hackley.
Yes, ma'am. I am showing up Paul Hackley in our system in the Rogers area.
Yes, that's correct.
Can you please verify the address for security purposes?
1302 North Oriole Avenue in Rogers, Arkansas, 72756.
One moment here. Okay, yes, ma'am. All right, so from what I am showing here, I'm showing that there was some type of sweepstakes that was done today to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner, paying as little as $5 for shipping and handling for that possible sweepstakes entry. With that, it did connect with our Bites Hub meal planning app. It's an app that helps with putting different foods together regarding how many calories you want to consume in a day. It's like a helpful daily and food lifestyle journal. That's what applied today on the account around 9:46 a.m.
Yeah, and he's traveling. He's in Texas, and I know he bought some Advil at a hotel, but I think a Best Western or something, but that was it.
Okay. He didn't say anything about him trying to, doing a survey or sweepstakes online regarding a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. Well, I do want to admit, though, Ms. Rico, it is a great app. If I can maybe interest you, and I can make it $20 a month.
Well, we've already had that charge for 60. I don't, can we take that off? I don't think we're interested. I know
Okay,
he's
I
not
can get.
interested.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I can get you canceled out, and I can void that charge that was charged, and I provide you
Thank
with a
you.
cancellation number. Do you have a pen and paper available?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I appreciate your help. It's probably just a mistake, and I know he's on this stupid job that he's retired, and he's wanting to do something, and this job ended up being the job from hell, and he's stuck in Texas right now. It's been a nightmare. Anyway, I'm sorry.
You're
to bother
good.
You with this. But.
Oh, no, no. I'm glad I was able to get to the bottom and see what was going on. But, yeah, that cancellation number is C as in cancel.
Okay.
And that is 9202 6297 Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. You need to let them know. It should fall off within 24 to 48 hours, or with it being the weekend, depending on your bank, your car company, it may take as little as 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
Got it. Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.